The Jewish Hour can now be heard on jcastnetwork.org, your portal to Jewish broadcasting. It's also on iTunes and on your smartphone using the Stitcher app. Welcome to the Jewish Hour. I'm your host, Herschel Finman. We've got a wonderful show for you today. In this half hour of the show, we'll be talking with Community Next's own Rachel Luckauer. They have an event coming up, and we'll be tuning in. We had them on for last year, so it's time for an update of what's going on in Community Next here in Detroit, because we're always helping to promote wonderful things going on in the city. We got lots of wonderful Jewish music for you. The portion of the week is the portion of Shoftim, a dynamite Hasidic story. Before we do anything else, let's go right to the news. Two powerful explosions were heard in Eilat. An unknown organization calling itself the Salafi Sinai Front issued a statement claiming responsibility. The organization also claimed responsibility for the repeated attacks on the gas pipeline, which carries natural gas from Egypt to Israel and Jordan. The pipeline was hit 15 times since the beginning of the Arab Spring. Following the throwing of a firebomb at an Arab taxi on Thursday, the IDF's Judea and Samaria Command ordered extra troops to patrol major roads in Judea and Samaria. Six Arabs are in moderate to light condition at an area hospital. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu strongly condemned the incident and instructed the Shin Bet, that's like the FBI over there, to act decisively to catch the perpetrators. That's real strong talk. The Israeli Air Force grounded its fleet of Yasur helicopters for 2 days after a problem developed in a helicopter that was on a mission. The crew noticed that there was a problem in the helicopter's rotor. That could be really bad if the helicopter's thing on the top isn't turning. And quickly returned to base. No one was injured, but the helicopter was damaged in the landing. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed 350 new immigrants from the United States and Canada, which came there from Nefesh B'Nefesh. Among the Olim, those are the immigrants, are 127 young men who are joining IDF in a special program for immigrants, the largest such number at one time. Israel is giving 11,000 work permits to people living in the Palestinian Authority. The work permits will be for construction jobs. Remember, there's a -3 unemployment rate in Israel. 19,000 PA Arabs currently work in construction in Israel. Ministers hope that the move will help both Israel and the Palestinian Authority. The PA faces chronic high employment, and Israel is suffering from a housing shortage. Facebook has taken down all pages related to the terrorist Hezbollah organization, including the live stream pages Hezbollah lists, because Hezbollah is listed on the State Department's list of terrorist organizations. What took you so long? And finally, for you collectors out there, an archive of documents and artifacts relating to Anne Frank will be auctioned off on November 5th at New York's Doyle Auction House. The archive has an estimated value of between $20,000 to $30,000 and was assembled by Joseph Schildkraut, the actor who portrayed Otto Frank, Anne's father, in the stage and film versions back in the 50s of The Diary of Anne Frank. And that's the news. Do you know the best place to buy fruit and vegetables? Why, it's at Fruitasia. Located on Southfield Road, just south of the 13 Mile, Fruitasia provides quality, value, and the most wonderful environment to shop. You'll enjoy the spacious aisles, excellent selection, great prices, and friendly staff at Fruitasia on Southfield Road and 13 Mile. Hey, Herschel Finman here. You are listening to the Jewish Hour. We are on live with Rachel Luckauer and Adam Blank from Community Next. They got some things coming up, and we've had you on last year. We're doing a little update. So how are you both today?
Good morning. Doing well.
Good to hear.
Doing well as well. Thank you for having us.
Oh, it is our pleasure. We're community-minded. We like doing things. So before we get into what's going on, either one of you want to tell us what is Community Next, Rachel?
Sure. Community Next is a program of Next Gen Detroit at the Jewish Federation to engage young Jewish adults in our community, to activate them in programs doing good things in our community here in Detroit.
Is this like being civic-minded? Is that what we're thinking?
Just getting people involved in our community to activate them through social programs.
Okay. Adam, what kind of programs are we talking about?
We're talking about a whole wide range of things, and it's really kind of a menu of different options that people can get involved with. There are social events, there are bar nights, there are sporting leagues to get involved with. We have one great event coming up next Sunday called Pitch for Detroit, which is a charity softball tournament where we have over 250 people coming out and playing in a softball tournament that's all day. And the cool part is we're actually raising money on top of that to fund social action projects in Detroit. So beyond the softball tournament, people can then get involved by asking for money to do some cool social action projects in the city.
So are you having like a, instead of a walk-a-thon, it's sort of like if my team gets to a certain amount, you'll pledge a certain amount type of a thing?
Exactly. It's more like a marathon model. We're asking each player to go out and say, I'm becoming part of this movement and this community in Detroit. Please support me in my role. So they're asking their friends, their family, and anyone that they're in contact with to help support them in the tournament.
Okay. Rachel, how did Community Next start?
Community Next was actually started just about 2.5 years ago. You know, it's part of the Jewish Federation, and we saw this need in our community to engage our young adults, to create this social, professional, cultural scene in our Jewish community. It was a time when a lot of our friends were going out to other urban cities like Chicago, New York, L.A., D.C., and we wanted to create that sense of community and pride here in Detroit as well. So we started creating all of these really cool programs and initiatives here in Detroit in our community here at home too. And we just started listening to our peers, figuring out what that void is and creating those same programs in a vibrant community for us here at home too. And once we started filling that void and creating great things to do, it actually started just with intramural sports leagues with a program called Come Play Detroit, which is run by one of our peers. And people started becoming active in our community, and we found that people just wanted fun things to do after work and started working.
Okay. The show's been on for almost over 17 years already, and I remember interviews 17 years ago talking with Federation people decrying the fact that young people were indeed leaving Detroit, and because Detroit just wasn't a cool place to live anymore, especially when you had Chicago was like so up and coming. And then I have a daughter who lives in the Upper West Side and has no plans of coming back to Detroit. So has the tide been trained? I'll throw this out to both of you. You can both give in your opinion. Has the tide been trained? Is Detroit becoming cool? Are we cool yet?
Well, I think you can look at an event like Pitch for Detroit and say that Detroit is a very cool, if you want to say, cool place to be. Pitch for Detroit, you know, we're in our third year right now, and Pitch for Detroit, you know, is dedicated and devoted to rebuilding and strengthening our Jewish and greater Detroit community. And, you know, in our third annual year, we get, you know, between 800 and 1,000 people to come out to do just that. And we raised, you know, last year we raised over $100,000 to make Detroit a cool place to be. And every year we raise money for a different cause. So, yeah, I think Detroit is becoming a hot spot.
Mm-hmm. Adam, would you say you're there yet?
I think it's definitely turning. I think that this time may be a little different and hopeful. I think the unique aspect of Detroit is we have to focus on our assets. And one of those assets is the ability to make a difference when you're young. And a lot of people in their 20s and 30s can go to a Chicago or a New York and get lost in the crowd. But in Detroit, they can make their mark. And not only that, they can do whatever they want. If they have a great idea for a project, they could go to an organization like Community Next, like I did with Pitch for Detroit, and get it launched. Or if they have a cool idea to clean up a park or paint a mural or do whatever they want to do, they could come to the Do It for Detroit Fund and ask for a micro grant. So it really is a community where you're able to make your mark early on and have ownership. And I think that's kind of lost in some of the other communities that people are driven to go to. Plus, Detroit is a cool city. There's so many unique places that many of our peers that have left don't even know about. And it's you become sort of a pioneer within our community by exploring these unique aspects that provide some really cool cultural experiences.
Okay, Adam, are you a native Detroiter?
I know. Rachel, I am. Yes.
Okay, so then let me ask. I'll throw this out to either one of you. Let's say you have a person who the only thing they know about Detroit is what they've been watching on television since they were kids. And out in the world, Detroit, I know when I was living in Melbourne, Australia, so, and people would ask me, well, where do you live? And I'd say, Melbourne, Australia. And they'd go, Melbourne, Australia? Who? Huh. And then I moved to Detroit, and they'd say, where do you live? And I'd say, Detroit, Michigan. And they'd say, Detroit? So this is sort of like the culture in which people have been raised since the 60s from the outside perception of Detroit. What is it that would attract somebody who's from, I don't know, Los Angeles or Denver or Kansas City, St. Louis, fill in the Boston, to pick up and move to Detroit? What would be the attraction?
I think the attraction really is the ability to make your mark and to come in and really have some ownership that maybe not they wouldn't have had in another community. Also, the one thing that, especially in Community Next, that we're trying to portray is the conversation is there. We know it's an uphill battle with Detroit because of the deep-rooted perception of the city, but we're trying to change that perception through action. There's been a lot of talk about we can make Detroit a better place by talking about how to make it better. But in reality, what we're trying to do is activate this young community to do things. Whatever they want to do is just to do something and create action. And I think if that creates more of a snowball effect, that action will hopefully eventually change the perception and change the conversation around the city. But ultimately, there is a unique community in Detroit, and especially in our Jewish community. When you go around the country and you talk to people, Detroit has a sense of family and a sense of connectiveness that may have not exist anywhere else. I think that's what we provide, is not only a strong community, but an ability to come in, make a mark, and really get involved in any way you see fit that fits with your lifestyle and what is important to you.
Okay, so Rachel, the focus of Community Next, is it the greater Detroit area or Detroit proper, both, either, or which?
I think it's a combination of both. We're focused on the Jewish and larger community in the metro and city of Detroit itself.
Okay. If you could explain that further, please.
Sure. I mean, we're focused on strengthening the Jewish community, and our peers are focused both in the city of Detroit and the suburbs. Our peers and our constituents live in the city of Detroit and in the larger area as well. So we can't just focus in one of those areas because we'd be ignoring our peers on either end. But, you know, we do recognize that a strong interest right now is the city of Detroit, and we're excited about that, and we want to grow and cultivate that momentum.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Adam, do you also work for Federation?
I do not, no.
Okay,
I'm
so
a community volunteer.
Pardon? Yeah. Oh, you're a community volunteer. Okay. So Rachel, then, the focus now on with the Jewish Federation, mm-hmm. being community-minded, what does Federation want to see happen with Detroit? I mean, we see a growth in Midtown and downtown and Riverside and a little bit going now into Indian Village and Corktown. Where does the Federation want to fit in with all of that?
You know, we want to be a part of the city's, you know, excitement in rebuilding the city. You know, we've seen our peers ask us to be involved in rebuilding the city, and it's our job, and we see it as our role to be a part of that. You know, our peers have asked us to activate them in being a part of the community in the city of Detroit. So we want to be a part of it and support them, and that's why we decided this year to raise money for the Do It for Detroit Fund, you know, which is the official beneficiary for Do It for Detroit this year, which is going to be raising money to provide microgrants. And these microgrants are ranging from $500 to $3,000 to provide ideas for initiatives to that are designed to create positive change for the social change in Detroit. And we're actually working with Repair the World, which is a really cool organization that advocates for volunteers and service in the in the community. And we just support anything that does social change and good in the city of Detroit. And we see Federation supporting those ideas, whether it's in the city of Detroit or the larger community.
Okay, let's talk about more about this project that you're raising funds for. Is that also a Federation project? The microgrant program, is that a Federation program, or that's run by somebody else?
It's the beneficiary this year for Pitch for Detroit.
Right. Okay. Who operates it?
Community Next and Federation.
Oh, okay. It is a Federation program then.
Correct.
And it's not open just to Jewish people. I'm assuming it's open to anybody who wants to somehow make some sort of improvements or has some kind of initiative in the city of Detroit proper.
Correct.
Okay. Cool. Could you tell us more about this, the pitch event, the softball thing you're having next week, Adam? Give us some details.
Like, yeah, sure. So
I'm just going to drive around Detroit looking for a softball game next week. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm being glib.
You could drive around, but it's actually, so as part of our larger Detroit community perspective, it's going to be held in Southfield at Ingham Park on August 1st. It's an all-day event. And it's really for the entire community, for not only the players participating, but friends and family to come out. There's going to be food and music all day, and it's a really a great community event that a lot of people have taken part in years past and really have an enjoyable, great time. And the goal is to kind of bring everyone together for a one-day party that celebrates sport and charity and the young adult community in Detroit.
Okay, I'm sorry. You cut out just as you said the word before park. So somewhere in a park in Southfield. That's about as far. Which park in Southfield?
I apologize for that. It's at Inglenook Park.
Inglenook
in
Park.
Southfield.
That's on 12 Mile, if I'm not mistaken.
12 Mile Road. Yeah.
Between Lasher and Evergreen, and you're going to have 250
exactly.
people playing softball. That's let's see. There's 18 people on his end. That's 10, 12 softball games going on simultaneously.
We've got lots of games going on throughout the day. We've got 18 teams. It's 18. Actually tremendous. Over the past 3 years, the game has grown so much. 3 years ago, we couldn't even imagine that Pitch for Detroit would grow this large. And it's grown to be more than just a softball game. We have a barbecue lunch and music and entertainment and fun and games for the whole family. And it's more than just the players who come. It's family and friends and grandparents and kids who come throughout the day as well. So it's really an exciting day for the whole community.
Okay. Food is kosher, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Cool.
And yeah.
It's open to the public for people who just want to like participate.
Yeah.
And what if somebody wants to say, is there time to say sponsor a team?
Yes, all the teams are sponsored. All 18 teams are sponsored.
Is there a sponsorship availabilities, or is it too late for that?
They are all sold out.
But
you can sign up for next year already.
If they want to support an individual player participating, they could definitely go to pitch4detroit.com and pick either one of their favorite players to support in the event, or they could just donate to the event on its own, to the general fund.
Okay.
So individual players are raising money for the cause, and you can see how much each person has raised, and it's a really cool website to check out the people that are playing in the scope of the event.
Okay. Is there a goal this year for how much wants to be raised by Community Next?
Yes, we're looking to raise $60,000 to support the Do It for Detroit Fund and the microgrants.
Okay.
How much
did you raise last year?
Last year, we raised over $100,000 for the Live Detroit Fund,
okay.
Which was a rent subsidy program to move 25 next-gen leaders to the city of Detroit.
And how did that go?
It's going fantastic. Recipients are moving to the city of Detroit and hosting monthly programs. So it's not just a program that moved young adults and next-gen leaders to the city, but it's also activating a whole community to get involved in the city as well.
That's great. Okay.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Terrific. Okay, again, the particulars. This is Inglenook Park next Sunday. That's August the 26th. What time does it start?
8 a.m.
8 a.m. Boy, you got some dedicated people over there playing softball.
Oh, yeah, but definitely if people want to comfort us a little bit, we recommend coming around lunchtime, around noon or 2. That's when we'll have lunch.
The high point of the day.
Okay, terrific.
We'll be going, so it should be a good experience.
Okay, great. That's wonderful. We're going to We're going to take the liberty of calling you back and to have us kept apprised of Community Next's activities, if you don't mind, and continued success.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us.
It's my pleasure. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Jewish Hour.
The Art Studio of Oak Park is now accepting students. Whether you're a real beginner or have been at it for a lifetime, The Art Studio of Oak Park has something for you. All levels welcome, all ages welcome. Private tutoring or small friendly classes. Flexible hours available. The Art Studio of Oak Park is very affordable. Make your life better. Put art into your life. The Art Studio of Oak Park offers lessons in a strictly kosher environment. Call today, 248-542-5087. That's 248-542-5087. It's great having an art room right in the neighborhood.
Why go to a hospital to get healthy? At Encompass Healthcare, you get the state-of-the-art wound care like in a hospital. The same medicines, the same everything without being in a hospital. Why put yourself at risk of getting a hospital-borne infection? Did you know that last year, 1 in 6 people died in America because of infections they got in hospitals? Encompass Healthcare is an outpatient facility. That means you get your wound care treatment and then go home. There are no wait times at Encompass Healthcare like in ERs. Healthcare is personal and works better, faster, and easier. Encompass Healthcare provides a state-of-the-art outpatient facility close to where you live. Call 248-624-9800. That's 624-9800. Auto accident, workman's comp, and most insurances accepted. Encompass Healthcare's goal is to get you healthy with as little disturbance to your daily activities. Call 248-624-9800. Herschel Finman here. You're listening to The Jewish Hour. And you don't even have to be a softball player. Just support Detroit. Yes, that's what we do here on The Jewish Hour. We've got some music for you. This is a request from a lady who identified herself simply as a resident of Hechtman Hall, who listens on the radio. I don't know if she talks like this, because people, there's less and less people who talk like this in the world now. And actually, I'll tell you a cute story. Maybe I told you this story before. When I was 12 years old, so I used to go to the synagogue. I used to go to the shul. And who was in the synagogue? For the most part, were these old men, these European guys who came over, who were my grandfather's age, if they came before the war or after the war. They were Holocaust survivors. They weren't. They were draft dodgers from the Japanese Russo War, like my grandfather was. That was primarily the people who were in the synagogues. And those were the only old people that I knew, them and my grandmother's friends. So when I was 12 years old, I remember going home and asking my mother's after synagogue and asking her and saying, "Ma, when I get old and I'm going to talk like this," my mother just howled, just absolutely howled. So no, I don't think I'm going to talk like that unless I want to talk like this. But anyway, so whoever this resident of Hackman Hall is over in West Bloomfield requested Shane Vidi Levana. And it just so happened I had sitting on my desk in front of me Neil Sedaka's rendition of "You're Beautiful Like the Moon."
You are as beautiful as the moon. You are as bright as the stars. You've been sent to me from the heavens. You're a gift from above. I found my happiness when I saw you. Shein vi di lavona, lichtig vi de sterren, fin himmel la matona, bis di mir zugeschick. Mein Glück hab ich gewinnen, wenn ich hab dich gefunden, die scheint wie tausend Sinnen, heust mein Herz bei Glück. Deine Zähne lach, weiße Perle lach, mit deine schöne Augen, deine Hähne lach, deine Herde lach, heust mit Siege Zeugen. Schein wie die Lavona, lichtig wie die Sterren, von Himmel am Matona, hast du mir zugeschickt. My head whirls. I'm not myself. I don't know what I want. I'm confused. My face is red. I've lost my tongue. It cannot say what I want to say. Deine Zähne laut weiße Perle.